The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And, inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every nation, a light to reveal you to the nations, to the glory of your people Israel.' And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign of contradiction, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a crucial connection between the miraculous physical birth of the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem some 2,023 years ago and the miraculous sacramental birth which the Lord Jesus continues to undergo at every Mass. Of course, both of these births are divine births. They're caused by God. It was the Father who sent his eternal Son into the world to save the world. And for this, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, as we just heard, in Bethlehem. But likewise, the Son gave his apostles his true body and blood, and then he sent them into the world, commanding them to eat him and drink him in his memory for the salvation of the world. You can think of it in the manger, in the swaddling clothes, and in the monstrance covered in the veil of bread. Jesus is just as present, personally, substantially, just as there. Stunning. Both of these births, the physical birth and the sacramental birth, are also accompanied by angels. Of course, the choirs on Christmas night were visible and audible. They struck the shepherds. But there are also countless angels accompanying us right now. There are guardian angels. There are the angels that keep over this church, watch over this church. There will be angels who will surely assist with confessions to be heard in a few minutes' time. And there are angels who have just come to adore the bread of angels. And both births are births without labor pains. The Virgin Mary, wholly intact, from conception through her conception of Jesus unto death. She bore Christ without shedding a single tear, a single cry. A miraculous birth. Eve's punishment, one of them, was child pains. Mary Immaculate would not bear those pains, at least not in Bethlehem. The priest also bears Christ without labor pains. He just utters those most sacred words, and then Christ is here. It is so sublime and yet so ordinary and imperceptible, we can run the risk of making it pedestrian, even, God forbid, perfunctory. All of these connections between Bethlehem and between this altar right now are crucial in a very literal sense, which is to say cruce, cross. They converge at Calvary. It is Calvary that unites the birth at Bethlehem and the birth of the altar. In the first year of our Lord, in this church, in the 2023rd year of our Lord. Christ was born in the flesh to save us by the love with which he offered up his life. And he continues to be born in the sacrament to nourish us with that same love in every age, in every place. This is essentially what old and wise Simeon just professed in our reading in the temple. That canticle of Simeon, the same canticle we will sing at Compline in about an hour's time. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled, he says. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. In the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Simeon held the infant Jesus in his arms and blessed him and adored him. He looked at a human child. He confessed him to be God, the glory of your people Israel. God's word, God's promise fulfilled. And he announced that this glory would be present in the sight of every nation, which is to say us, before our sight right now. In Bethlehem, in Jerusalem, Christ's divinity was hidden, but his humanity was visible. Here, both his divinity and his humanity are hidden. But we have him as food, the bread of angels, which is most fitting indeed. Because Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread, house of food. And Jesus, after his birth, was placed in a feeding trough. And one made of wood at that, which the church's tradition has long identified as connected with the wood of the cross, which is the place where Mary really bore the child pangs of birthing the church from Christ's side. And this sacred food, which we adore, which we consume, it has a most special effect. For when we eat a normal meal, that food is assimilated to us. But when we consume Christ, we are assimilated to him. Jesus Christ, stillborn for us, and adored by angels and by us shepherds here in this latter-day nativity scene, stable, manger, the Lord himself. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with your glory. Swaddle us with the clothing of your grace, that the love with which you died may be in us, so that we too might die to sin and increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God.